So let us hear from Aaron Glenn and Darren Mougi. What we will do is we will hear the questions and answers, and then we'll pause it and give you our initial responses to each of the answers. If we find it boring, we'll skip around. So ladies and gentlemen, let's hear the first question for Aaron Glenn / Darren Mougi.
Darren, I think the question on every fan's mind, it's probably the same question that's asked to every GM before you, is just how are you going to fix the quarterback situation?
Yeah, I understand the question. And that process starts yesterday and today and throughout the week, as we'll have a lot of discussions internally. And I can tell you this, we'll exhaust every option. You know, free agency, the league, obviously the draft, we will exhaust that and have a good solution for the New York Jets.
As far as...
Oh, he's going to exhaust every option. So it's not just the draft. It could be free agency. It could be the trade market. Good, because the quarterback position has sucked for a million years.
Quarterback, what was the thinking in signing Justin Fields, anointing him the starter, giving him 2 years, $40 million, when he had a 14-30 record as a starter entering the offseason?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I understand the question. Yeah, we had a clear vision for Justin, a good plan. Now, obviously, the season didn't go as planned, and that's for many reasons. There's not one person, player, coach, system of why we end up with three games, but that's part of this week's process, is of diving in and really reflecting on the season and the lessons learned moving forward.
Yeah, basically, I have no answer. It's not just him. He was a part of it, but a lot of things suck this season.
I'm going to give him slight credit here. He's already dismissing the idea Justin Fields even on this team next
year. He's not on this team.
Right, but other guys and other GMs in this town would have not acknowledged the mistake right away and would have said, yeah, he's still a guy in the plans.
Yeah, that would have insulted our intelligence. So you're right. It's good that Darren Mougi is basically being honest about that.
Yeah.
What's your evaluation of the way the quarterbacks played this year?
Yeah, we're going through that process this week as the whole roster. We're going to evaluate every position on the team. And obviously, we got to be better. We got to be better at several spots, quarterback included.
That's the one thing that we'll actually start going tomorrow. And I know the question that you were about to ask. Justin's on the contract. Brady's on the contract. But when it comes to quarterback, we're going to always have the best guy. And that's always been the plan from the beginning. The guy that gives us the best chance to win. But to answer your question, he's on the contract.
Is that the answer that you didn't want?
Exactly. He jumped in to interrupt Mougi to get the answer you hated. Aaron, just let your GM speak. He had it handled.
You don't have to give us the he's under contract card. Like, we know he's under contract. And by the way, you're not fooling any general manager out there by tipping your hand that he's not going to be on the team next year.
You obviously need to hire a defensive coordinator.
Yep.
I'm curious, what are you looking for in that job, and are you prioritizing guys' play calling experience? Like, what's kind of your approach?
to give you an overall just perspective on what the plan is. And Moose just talked about yesterday was all about the players and talking to the players. Tomorrow I'll be talking to the staff as far as the players are concerned. And at that point, man, that's when I really started to dig into the evaluation of the whole roster, the whole coaching staff, and really start to figure out, like, how can I get better also? And I actually start with that, my own self-reflection. And then when it comes to the coaches, man, I like to be aggressive. I want to make sure that wherever the guy that we do have in, that there's a lot of synergy between me and that coach. And I'm not saying that it wasn't synergy between me and Wilkes. It's just I want to make sure as I go through this process that that's not a step that that I don't miss. And it'll be a number of coaches that we take a look at. And Mooj will be a huge part of that because I do respect his opinion, and he has a good eye just for talent in general. And I want to make sure this collaborative between all of us, and we just want to get the best guy.
Aaron, when you say
it's important they get a good defensive coordinator. And I'll tell you a name right now, and I could sell you on how they can get him, is Brian Flores. And the way you can get him is A, he's a free agent, and B, if you're Brian Flores, who is from this town, who is a New Yorker, he also could say, boy, I come in here and I kill it. I'll just take over the job if Aaron Glenn fails. I'll turn this into my head coaching job. Yeah. So I think it's a chance for Brian Flores. I know there were rumors about Vegas and He may get head coaching opportunities. Obviously, if he gets a head coaching opportunity, this wouldn't happen. But I think, would he spend the money? Bring in the best defensive coordinator available in Brian Flores. That'll change our view on this team.
I'd never leave a competitive team for the Jets if I'm Brian Flores for a DC.
A lot of money, potential to be the next head coach.
You could be the potential to be the head coach if you still stay with the Vikings.
What was that?
You could be the next head coach of the Jets with another year with the Vikings.
Your potential is greater with the Jets. Think about the year that Aaron Glenn just had.
Yeah, so if you're on that
his
staff,
potential is better with the Jets than any other
okay.
team. Am I wrong?
I just think if you're the defensive coordinator of the Jets, the last thing the Jets should be doing if Aaron Glenn gets fired is just promoting from within.
I'm not saying that to ultimately what they would do.
Okay.
But I'm saying, why would Brian Flores be sold by New York? I'm giving you a couple of reasons.
Wink Martindale.
Wink Martindale. I wouldn't hate that. Did a pretty good job. All right, let's hear more.
Synergy, do you mean in terms of how you guys mesh personally or in schematics?
I think that's, yeah, that has a lot to do with it. Personally, as far as fit, as far as how I see defense being played, all those things are huge because, and I've said this before, compatibility is just as important as coachability, you know, so I want to make sure that we see things the same way, and I want to make sure that we can vibe as far as sitting down and talking about how we see football also.
Put that on a t-shirt. I wonder if Aaron Glenn would consider himself to call plays on defense. Let's hear more.
Quick follow on that is that when you hired Steve, he was someone who's done it before. He's a defense coordinator.
Yep.
How do you balance first-time guys who maybe you have experience with or you believe can do it compared to somebody who has done it before?
Man, that's a really good question, and that's what I'm actually really evaluating as I go through that, is making sure that I'm really thorough on whoever that guy is an experienced guy that's done it before, or is it a guy that hasn't? And do I trust the fact that he can do it? And to me, that's something that I just don't sit up here and say that right now, that I go through the whole process and make sure that the answers that I'm really getting from that whole evaluation will be good enough answers to where I can pick this guy and say, okay, he's going to be the guy that can do it, if that makes sense.
You know what makes sense? Aaron Glenn completely hijacked the press conference. Like, it was all for Darren Mooji. I was kind of into it.
And he was starting to cook a little bit.
He was cooking. And then Aaron Glenn butted in about Justin Fields. And then everyone's like, oh, we'll talk to Aaron Glenn. We hear from Aaron Glenn every freaking week of the season. I'm done hearing from Aaron Glenn. I want to hear from Mooji, or as Joe calls him, Mooji. Anyhow.
I feel bad for Mooji.
Let's see who the next question's for. It better be Mooji.
How long do you think it will take to be competitive, to be respectable?
Good question, Bruce.
I believe we can be competitive and respectable right away next year.
Damn right.
Okay,
hold on. How is the follow-up? That's a great answer. Darren Mooji just told us we can be competitive and good next year. That's it. And then he moved on. How? Can you walk me through it, Darren? That better be the follow-up question.
What gives you that confidence? You said earlier that you're most confident. You have more confidence now than ever. What gives you the confidence?
Because I've been here a year. I've learned a lot. We've learned a lot. I've got a clear vision. AG and I, like we said, we talk daily on this roster and the vision and this division. And with the assets we have moving forward, the draft capital, the cap space, I know we're going to continue to build and add good players to the team that are going to help us win.
All right. Look, confidence from Darren Mooji.
Need a quarterback first.
Of course. Well, they need a lot, Sean.
Yeah, I understand that.
It is a bold statement, though. Coming off of the year you came off of, and also having traded Quinnen and Sauce, and having a defense that was unrecognizable by the end of the year, it's kind of bold to say, yeah, we can be good next year.
Also set yourself up to fail, though.
Well, it sets us up to replay this clip come December and say what happened.
Of course.
Yeah.
Let me answer that also.
Oh, jeez.
he sucks.
As a rookie head coach and same thing as a GM, man, going through the first year and really understanding the landscape of everything, like that's a huge deal. You know, I will tell you that right now. And speaking of myself, man, there's a number of things I know that I'll be better at. And again, I'm still doing self-reflection, but I know for a fact there are a number of things. And the confidence that I have in Mooj, the confidence I have in our owner, the confidence I have in myself, the confidence I have in some of the foundational players that we have, that's where the confidence really comes from, you know, if that makes sense. And there's a clear vision. There's a clear plan on how we want to go about doing things. And you match that with Mooj, with our owner, the confidence I have myself with some of the foundational players that we have, that in itself, to me, gives like all the comfort in the world, man, that we're going to go in the right direction. Now, there's some things we got to fix. Absolutely,
yeah.
We know that,
yeah.
And we'll fix those. We'll attack those the way we have to. But overall, man, I have all the comfort in the world that we're going to do the things we have to do to be successful.
I mean, gee, the question was Muhy speaking. He just jumped in and like, I got more to say about how much better we're going to be.
And the problem with what he's saying is he doesn't actually say anything.
No.
Aaron Glenn is like if a cameo video became a head coach. He just says like a lot of motivational stuff, but nothing actually of substance.
It's a good one.
It's true.
It's a good one.
It looked like, given your defensive background,
yep,
and given the way your quarterbacks perform this year, why should people feel confident that you have the infrastructure in place to pick a quarterback and develop him?
Yes, I mean,
you know what? That's a good question.
Damn right.
And we're going to exhaust everything that we can to make sure that we surround our quarterbacks now, and if we get any quarterbacks in the future, right, with the guys that's going to help them. Then again, that's a whole part of, man, making sure that we evaluate everything that's going on, make sure we have the right people here that can help the quarterback. And I'm not saying that we don't have that. You know, that's something that we have to continue to look at. So that's not a question I can sit here and say, listen, we have that. Listen, we're going to evaluate everything, and we're going to exhaust everything to make sure that we surround every one of our guys with the right staff, with the right strength and condition, with the right medical to make sure those guys are successful.
It's a part of why I've moved more into the area of go trade for a good veteran quarterback, because I do not trust Aaron Glenn and this administration to develop a young one.
When you watched the season unfold, what do you think went wrong? Why do you think you guys...
Like I said earlier, there's not one player, person, side of the ball that's to blame. It's an accumulation of several things. And we're in the process of really having deeper conversations so we get the right answers to that question.
Darren Moot, you know what I'm also noticing about this? This is a fun exercise. Aaron Glenn says a lot of stuff. Darren Muji doesn't. Like, he just gets to the point and we move on.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn goes, and I think you did a really good job of explaining the whole cameo thing. Like, he goes on with inspirational stuff, and Darren's just like, let me get to the point and move on.
Right, that's it. This is what you, it's not a matter of whether you want to hear. He just tells it like it is, and that's it.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn fluffs up everything.
You're right.
Stretch that. I know a lot can change with evaluations and stuff between now and the NFL draft, mm-hmm. but it was looking like for a while if you guys were picking 4, 5, 6, if you wanted to get up there to draft mm-hmm. a quarterback that might go 1 or 2, you're going to have to move a ton of assets mm-hmm. to go and do it. I guess the one benefit of the way that this thing kind of bottomed out is that you guys don't have to do that. Like, you're going to be sitting there at number 2.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a luxury is that these assets that you worked so hard to accumulate this year, you can theoretically now use them all for yourselves, not trade them to go up?
Yeah, no, it's nice to know we'll be picking at 2. But before we get to the draft in several months, I mean, there's a lot of internal, you know, discussions and studies, and obviously our roster first and then free agency, then evaluating the draft in depth to know what we'll do with that pick and those assets, but there's no doubt it feels good just to know where you're at it too.
I don't think it matters in terms of getting to 1. Now, I think it matters in terms of trading up in the first round, whether it's for a third number 1 or higher than where they are at 16, but it feels like they're stuck at 2. Like, it doesn't really feel like there's a realistic avenue
right.
where the Raiders would go back to 2, unless after evaluations, the Raiders prefer Dante Moore, and they're almost like, you know what, let's try to fleece the Jets for an extra pick, and we'll mm-hmm. get the guy we want anyway.
Possible.
Kind of like what the Celtics did with the Sixers and Jason Tatum and Markel Fultz, but I don't know how realistic that is.
In addition to the draft capital that you acquired, can you talk about some of the players in season that you got, like Harrison Phillips, Juwan Briggs, Brownlee on the defensive side of the ball, and then Mechie and Mitchell?
Yeah, absolutely. Excited about those players that you just mentioned and that we were able to get those guys. Every one of those additions has its own story and how they got here. Briggsy in particular is a good one. I know in training camp we're exhausting the league, right, for any players at any position that we can add, specifically D-tackle here when we're talking about Briggs. We just added Harrison, but we're looking for some young guys as well. One of our young scouts, Thomas Whitty, identified Briggsy, brought him to our attention. We watched a ton of DTs. I know specifically Briggs, we watched him play last year at the end of the season. There was a game against Miami and Baltimore. He played well. And another one of our scouts identified him as a criteria player, Donovan Doyle, actually. So he hit a few benchmarks for us. And, you know, lucky enough for us, Cleveland had some good depth, so we were able to acquire Briggs. And I think he's been positive for us. And he's got some development growth still still to come, but he's been a positive spot. One of the that was guys we're glad to add.
Definitely one of the positives of Darren Mooji, bringing in some of these guys to help with this roster. We'll hear more from Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn coming up. We'll mix in some of your phone calls. It is Evan and Tiki with Sean Morash here on The Fan.